happens. Call 5-Star Auto Protection to talk to a friendly representative who will guide you through setting up a vehicle protection plan tailored to your needs. Transmission repairs alone can cost up to $4,000. Just show your plan ID card and pay nothing for covered repairs. It can even cover towing, roadside assistance, and the cost of a rental car. Your charges are paid directly to the repair shop. Many plans feature no out-of-pocket costs. Save thousands in car repairs. We are currently accepting 100 registrants daily, so don't wait. If your car is less than 12 years old and has less than 130,000 miles, call 877-466-6207. Call right now. 877-466-6207. That's 877-466-6207.
Washington is moving to assist Yemen in tracking down those responsible for last week's mail bombs. Correspondent Bryant Thomas reports.
A team of U.S. experts is headed to Yemen to help search for suspects in the plot. A top Yemeni official says White House counterterrorism chief John Brennan is giving Yemeni forces the lead role. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, based in Yemen, has been linked to the bomb plot because of the use of the powerful explosive PETN. That's the same type of explosive used in the attempted bombing of a Detroit-bound airline back on Christmas Day of last year. Even when U.S. agents get on the ground, the hard part will be finding the targets to hit. Brian Thomas, Washington.
The man accused of kidnapping a 14-year-old Utah girl 8 years ago is set to go to trial today after years of delays. Brian David Mitchell allegedly snatched Elizabeth Smart from her bedroom in the middle of the night and kept her for 9 months until she was rescued. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Vitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lindsay Williams. And certainly Lindsay has been our guest frequently over the last several years, since she's been in contact with a gentleman we call Mr. X, who actually had been the president of one of the largest oil companies in the world. He'd actually talked to Lindsay a couple of weeks ago, and Lindsay had called me, and we arranged our programs on certainly at all of our various networks, because I think the information is very, very important. Now, back in 2008, when Lindsay called me, and this was probably the end of June, the 1st of July, why at that time the price of oil was just going through the roof. It was having an impact on our airlines. It was having an impact on the economy as a whole. Trucking was having very real problems. Oil was so essential to our economy, and the price then was $140 an ounce. It looked like $140 a barrel. It looked like it was going to go to $200 a barrel. It was going up regularly, and Lindsay told me that he'd been told the price was going to drop to $50 a barrel. Well, it seemed impossible, but we put Lindsay on at the time, and sure enough, shortly after that, the price did drop to $50 a barrel. Now, at that time, all of the indications suggested it was going to be a war in Iran, but this gentleman had told Lindsay that there would be a war, but it wasn't coming now. It was going to be sometime in the future, and, well, 2 years has gone by. We haven't had a war, but, well, you'll be fascinated to hear what Lindsay has to say this morning. So without further ado, because you'd far rather hear Lindsay than me, good morning, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Stan, and thank you so very much for allowing me to be on your show this morning. You know, I am so appreciative because 1 week ago, if I remember correctly, I had been invited by you to be on one of your shows. And at the time, I said, you can expect something catastrophic to take place in the way of a terrorist attack in some sort. And I gave you the example of Janet Napolitano and a very prominent Hispanic political activist here in Phoenix, Arizona, very devout Christian lady, and that she had personally had dinner with Janet Napolitano on Thursday of the week prior. And I said she had been warned that something like this was going to happen. And now over the weekend, from Yemen, come all of these bombs. Dr. Stan, these things, I just couldn't help saying, one week ago, I said to your audiences, we're going to have something like this happen.
Well, certainly something the Janet Napolitano suggested that something big was about to happen, and she was warning this liberal activist who was her friend. So I think that's fascinating. And anyway, let's get to what Mr. X had told you.
Well, Dr. Stan, I haven't done up until last week, as you probably know, I had not done anything in the way of radio talk shows. I was completely gone. No one knew where I was or what was happening for 3 months' time. The reason being was that the individual who has given me all of this information over these 35 years, as your audience knows from other times I've been on your show, that many years ago I literally lived with the elite for 3 years' time. I was a chaplain to the elite of the world on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, made friends with some of these people. And the one individual who has been so active in giving me information over these years, he said that he had to go to Washington State for cancer treatment and that I couldn't contact him for 2 months. Well, nearly 3 months went by, had no contact with him. Finally, I was able to contact one of his relatives and get in touch with him, and he is dying of cancer. Now, this is the Mr. X, one of the Mr. X's. There are actually two Mr. X's in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. One of them may be dead by now. He had massive cancer, and as a result, Dr. Stan, I have been told everything. And that's what I'd like to express to your audiences this morning. Some things that are so important to your welfare, you need to know what's going on. And the first thing that I need to point out to you is watch Russia and China. Now, you'll remember that 2 years ago, I was on your program, and I had been told by this gentleman, and I'll use his exact words, he said, China is the big one. And I couldn't understand quite what he was saying back in those days. People ask me oftentimes, do the elite of the world control Russia and China? And I said, sure they do. They just do it in a little different mannerism than what they would do it with the United States of America. But I have been warned, watch Russia and China. The elite are doing some things there that are catastrophic. Can you imagine Walmart without a single product on its shelf marked made in China? Well, with the trade wars and the currency wars that the elite are carrying on at this time, folks, this is not an impossibility. Russia and China have just signed an agreement to boost energy cooperation. Moscow said it is ready to be the sole supplier of energy-hungry China. Now, this makes Russia China's Saudi Arabia. Russia already supplies most of the natural gas to Europe. Can you imagine when they start supplying natural gas to China and they say to Europe, hey, we don't have enough for you to go around? I mean, we are facing something here between Russia and China that the elite are doing that is so big. I mean, don't pay any attention to what happens over in the Middle East. What happens in North and South Korea, this is not where the action is. Folks, the action is in Russia and China. Now, when they made this agreement back about 2 weeks ago, Russia and China, for their supply of energy, there was no dollar value given to the deal. That means that the United States dollar is not going to be used between these two countries for the sale and trade of crude oil. Now, this has never happened before. The dollar has always been the standard currency for the sale and trade of crude oil. Russia is the world's biggest energy producer. China is the world's largest energy user. Can you imagine what happens now that these two countries have gotten together? As of this year, Russia outstripped Saudi Arabia as the number one supplier of crude oil on the face of the earth. I mean, it's no longer Saudi Arabia is number one. Now it's Russia. You've got to keep in mind what's happening between Russia and China and watch those two countries. I have been warned to see what's taking place there.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Film Network, our guest this morning is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, go on with the story. You were talking about the importance of Russia and China, their alliance, and, of course, China's reliance upon Russian oil. What most Americans don't understand is that the massive oil wells and natural gas wells in Russia were drilled with your money. America's provided the money for it. We set over the rigs. We actually had the companies go over. And those of you who have not read my little inexpensive pamphlet titled The Communist Capitalist Alliance need to get it. That's The Communist Capitalist Alliance. We actually did everything we could after the phony fall of Russia, because it was all staged to justify massive infusions of money from the West to make Russia the largest producer of oil and the largest producer of natural gas in the entire world. We're creating the best enemies money could buy. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, every time the elite of the world have told me something over these past 35 years, I have come out and told it. It's gotten me in trouble a time or two. In fact, I was threatened back about 2 years ago, as you know, because I had said too much. Well, folks, right now things are so critical out there. You need to know where the action is. We have been betrayed by our elected officials in Washington, D.C. I hope to goodness on tomorrow, being Election Day, that you'll take action. You've got to do something. I mean, we literally have been taken down the primrose path of destruction by Washington, D.C. and our Congress. I don't care whether it be the House or the Senate. But for goodness sakes, do something on Election Day and take some action. Not the kind of change that we've had with Mr. Obama either. I'm talking about something that will turn America back to the Constitution. The elite are on the verge of doing some catastrophic things, and we have been taken, betrayed on Washington, D.C. For instance, in this Russia and China scenario that I have been warned, and I'm trying to let you know where the action is. Ford Motor Company, for instance, is investing $500 million with their new Chinese partner, Chongyang Ford Mazda Automobile Limited. No, this is not being built in the United States of America. This is being built in China, $500 million engine plant in China. 400,000 engines annually. Ford is the 11th ranked auto producer in China. Ford sold 368,000 vehicles in China since 2003. And I'm trying to let you know that the elite could... America is not the issue right now. The issue is what's happening in China and Russia and what's happening in America. Okay, I'm going to have to change gears very rapidly today because I've got so many things that I need to let you know about that I have been told just recently. And you've got to keep in mind who these elitists are that are giving me this information. You will not get this from any other source on the face of the earth because... There are two individuals that because of my giving 3 years of my life to be their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, they have been willing to tell me things that you will not find out anywhere else. And I say it's by the providence of God. It definitely is not because of Lindsey Williams. I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy that puts on my britches just like you do every morning. But you've got to understand, this information, I think, is coming your way merely because you need to know what is happening, and I think it was by the providence of God that I can give it to you. Now, let me come to the second item that is so important with that the elite are doing, and it involves America. You are going to hear a lot in coming days about MBS. I hope you're writing some of these sounds this morning. Mortgage-backed securities, commercial and residential mortgages, that since back in the early 80s, the elite have developed a program that they knew would bring America to its knees. It's mortgage-backed securities. And what they did was, you mortgage your house. They gave you a interest-only mortgage or a teaser loan. And now the chickens have come home to roost. And we have out there a crisis that is $35 trillion is what one professor back on the East Coast at a very prominent school just last week said is the size of this. I mean, they took your mortgages, both your commercial and your residential, every bit of this plan. I mean, they did this behind closed doors. They knew what they were doing. I was told that this was in the wind. Now I have told that you are facing this as a reality, and they took your mortgages whenever they made them, these special teaser loans and everything else imaginable. They sliced them, they diced them, they sold them everywhere in the world. They sold them to pension funds. They bargained mutual funds with them in banks and insurance companies in France and England and Spain. Every place in the world they've sold these things, and they have sold them without the legal paperwork necessary to be able to do so. And now we are facing a mortgage-backed security, MBS, crisis in America that the elite know it's here. They wanted it to happen this way. They planned it all back in the early and middle 80s. They knew that it would come to a head at this time, and they want this crisis. Please, folks, I beg of you, hear this. They want this crisis to get so severe that the American people will beg our government to bail out the lending institutions of every kind, no matter what they may be. After all, the elite control all of this. They want the American people to be, this thing to be so severe that they'll ask the Treasury, through the Federal Reserve, through the Treasury, to bail it out. I'm giving you the figure. Here it is. They want between $2 and $7 trillion. Folks, this is startling. You're going to see more and more of this in the newspapers and on your financial columns day after day. This is going to get to be such a severe problem. They want it to become that way that the elitist will beg you to bail them out to trillions of dollars. And okay, I'm going to give you the statement of what the end result is going to be, because this is so intricate and detailed, and you need to see all of it. I'm just giving an overview here. Here it is, the statement. The elite will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America when they have completed what they want done with the crisis of the mortgage-backed securities. Did you understand what I said? They will own every piece of real estate, commercial and residential. If it's mortgaged, they will own it just like they own Chrysler, just like they own General Motors, just like they own AIG, just like they're going to control you through the health care bill. Every doctor, every dentist, every nurse, every hospital worker will be an employee basically of the federal government, and you will make your house payment to the government and the elite through the Federal Reserve after they have finished their mortgage-backed security crisis. Folks, I'm warning you 6 months in a year, maybe 3 to 6 months in advance, so that you can do something about this. This is a crisis that is planned, and you are going to face it in a way that is so startling in coming days. They literally, folks, unless something is done immediately, your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren are going to be nothing but slaves to the elite. And I'm trying to tell you the best I can. And, Dr. Stan, I am so appreciative that you would even allow me to say these things. You know, I told back 2 years ago that the price of crude oil was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel, as you mentioned earlier in the program, because the elite had told me. And 2 months later, it happened exactly like they said. Now I'm warning you, watch Russia and China. I'm warning you, the mortgage-backed security crisis is on the doorstep, and it is all a part of that plan, and you will have to bail them out through the Federal Reserve and the Treasury of the United States of America, and it is going to be more and more of a situation that you'll see. I'm warning you in advance. Next, crude oil prices. You remember when I told you it was going down to probably $1.50 to $2 a gallon at the gas pump, and it did. Exactly like they said. Again, folks, it's not me saying these things. These elite have told me these things, and as a result, I give them to you. Crude oil prices, gasoline, 2 years ago, I said it's going to stay somewhere around $70 to $80 a barrel for a period of time. And it has. It stayed there for 2 years. And at the time, this elitist individual gave me a sign. I need you to write this down. I hope you're doing it. He gave me a sign, and I think he was giving it more to me personally, but I gave it out over the air, and I'm giving it to you again because I'm going to tell you where crude oil prices are going right now. He said to me, watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of our program. In other words, I'm going to put in the words elite. You will know the progression of the elite program when you watch the progression of the crude oil prices. Well, what's about to happen? I'm warning you, all of you truck drivers out there, your railroads that use diesel fuel, if you have to heat your home up in this cold winter, I'm warning you where it's going. Crude oil is going back up to $150 to $200 a barrel. You will be paying $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump. They have finished what they wanted to accomplish, and they're bringing it down to actually brought it to $34 a barrel, then took it back up again to around 70 to 80. You are on the verge of seeing massive inflation. It's going to drastically affect the airlines of America if all these bombs don't get them first. And you are going to see truck and freight lines and groceries and hardware in your hardware store is going to go up. Remember the statement that he gave me 2 years ago, and at the time I didn't have the slightest idea how important it was. He said to me, this elitist did, he said, within 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything. Now, it's coming to this. Mortgage-backed securities are going to drain the Treasury. We already have trillions of dollars in debt. Can you imagine $2 to $7 trillion added onto this? I can't imagine, folks, what this renegade Congress is going to do when they're thrown out as of election day tomorrow, and a lot of them, and between November and January when they leave office, I can't imagine what they're going to try to push through Congress. You're going to have to watch them like a hawk. You cannot allow them to push back or push through a mortgage-backed security bill to bail out the elite. You realize that you will literally be giving the elitist of the world between $2 and $7 trillion, literally as a gift. You will hand it to them on a silver platter, and now they're going to take the price of crude oil. Okay, I'll give you the time frame. You're looking somewhere at a gradual upturn in gasoline prices at the gas pump over the next 6 months to a year, and the reason they're doing it slow is because they don't want you to jump out of the saddle. They do not want revolution. Instead, they want you to accept it like a frog boiling in a pot, and they're going to do it gradually, and if they see you getting too angry, they'll pull back for a short period of time, but it is going up to $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump. You can depend on it. Get your dinner table ready and be prepared for the massive inflation that's going to come along with it. And again, I give you the statement that he gave to me 2 years ago, which I gave all of this country on Dr. Stan's programs. Within 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything about what we're doing, is basically what he was saying to me. So, Dr. Stan, these are some of the highlights of the program. I know we're coming up to a break here, but you need to tell a little bit about what you see, and you actually talked to one of these Mr. X's one day.
Yes, I did. And he verified your story.
I'm so glad that you did.
Massive oil off the North Slope of Alaska.
Yes, you actually talked to him in Alaska. You know that they exist, and we're facing this now. Now, the next item that I have been told is watch out for a Middle East crisis. Yes. Dr. Stan, I'm so glad that you called me back about 4 months ago, and you said to me on the phone one day, you said, Lindsay, are we going to have a Middle East crisis? Are we going to have a crisis with Iran? Are we going to war with Iran? And I went to my elitist friend, and I said, are you going to do anything over there in Iran yet? He said, no, not yet. And I came back on your and I told you, I didn't go on your program, that was just after Mr. X was going down to get cancer therapy. And I said, Dr. Stan, not going to have anything happen in the Middle East for at least a few months.
All right, fine. We'll hang on there because we'll be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
The change in the weather can only mean two things. It's hunting season and it's election time. Now, stay with me because the two are related. The great outdoors is more than a hobby in Colorado. It's a way of life. It's who we are. And folks here value our Second Amendment right to own firearms. At least most folks do. But to some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a campaign prop. Like Senator Michael Bennett. In Colorado, Bennett says he supports us, but in Washington, Bennett sponsored legislation to undermine our rights. So, where does Michael Bennett stand on the Second Amendment? Well, that all depends on where he's standing.
There's a better choice. Ken Buck. Ken Buck stands up to protect our rights, to protect our freedom. That's why Ken Buck is endorsed by the National Rifle Association. For Senate, vote Ken Buck. The NRA Political Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nrapvf.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest Lindsay Williams, and before we get back to Iran, Lindsay, why don't you go ahead and tell people how they get in touch with you and get the DVDs that you're offering.
Well, Dr. Stan, I have just produced a brand new presentation. This was done on, I think we've got a date on it of 10/20/10. It's entitled Plans of the Elite. I beg of you to know what these people are doing. Please call our toll-free number. The number is 888-799-6111. Or if you wish to go on the web, you can go to prophecyclub.com. They merely handle my materials, that's all. Prophecy Club, PROPHECYCLUB.com. Now, folks, may I say very emphatically, I am not a prophet. You're hearing just a mere man, Lindsay Williams, who has been given information by the elite, and I am trying my best to let you know what the issues are so that you can take action to spare your household and your children. Therefore, I produced this because I felt that we are at such a point, you need to know what it is that the elite are doing. Again, once again, you'll hear an American operator. The number, not a foreign one. The number toll-free is 888-799-6111 or on the web at prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com. And when you happen to talk with these people, if you know anyone, you see, one of Mr., by the way, and this is so significant, both of the Mr. X's of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, have come down with horrible cancer. One of these individuals used the traditional method, and another one went a natural method. The one that went the natural method was cured of a very advanced cancer in the lungs. The one who went the traditional method is dying right now and probably won't live another week. If you know anyone who has cancer, ask our toll-free number when you call about something that can be done. You do not have to die. And this individual didn't have to die. I tried my best to get him to use a method that would take care of his cancer, and he wouldn't do it because his son is a doctor, and he said, no, I'm going to go the regular route. So, folks, there are so many things out there you need to know. All right, now I'd like to go to Iran. 2 years ago.
They basically told you there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. But did they say a war in Iran or just a crisis in the Middle East?
The words are this, and please note this carefully because this is so important. Everybody's been expecting a war with Iran, and here's the statement I'm quoting. The elite want a Middle East crisis within the next 4 to 5 months. Now, it could be with Iran. Yet, on the other hand, it may be with Yemen. This very, very well started up this weekend with these bombs that are out there. It somehow, in the Middle East, they want a crisis. Now, you remember 2 years ago, we had all of our armed services over there, Navy, Air Force, military of every kind, all of our SEALs, everybody was over. Oh, we were expecting a crisis with Iran. Even I was saying, it looks like we're fixing to have a crisis with Iran. And at the time, I was on the phone with my elitist friend, and Dr. Stan, I came on your program and said this, and my elitist friend said, no, Chaplain, you are not going to have a war with Iran within the next 2 to 2.5 years. Well, a year ago, same thing all over again. Our military was gearing up over there in the Middle East, and I went back to my leader's friend, and I said, it looks like we're going to have a crisis. He just laughed. He said, Chaplain, no, we are not going to have a crisis with war in Iran within the next year to year and 3 months. Well, I'm changing my tune. Folks, are you ready? This is what's happening now. 6 months ago, or five months ago, I think it was, Dr. Stan called me on the phone. He said, are we going to have war with Iran? I said, not yet. Well, this has all changed now. It is time. Believe me, they want a Middle East crisis within 4 to 5 months or less because it will serve their purpose. I'm warning you in advance. I'm only telling you what they have said to me. We are on the verge of something in the Middle East, Dr. Stan, in case you wish to elaborate on it.
And, Chris, that could certainly be responsible for the massive increase in the price of oil. So the two would tend to go together.
Yes, the two go together, and all of this will fit together. The mortgage-backed security crisis that they are bringing now to a head, and they want it to get to be a fever pitch with the American people, and then with the price of gasoline going up because they're going to blame it on OPEC. You're already beginning to see some articles in the newspaper about this, and then you've got this Russia-China scenario that could definitely dwarf Walmart. Oh, my goodness. Folks, do you realize that nothing's made in America anymore? You can't buy shoes. You can't buy parts. You can't buy automobiles. We have been, everything's been moved over to China or down to Mexico or someplace else through NAFTA and YAF and the free trade, which was nothing in the world but a method of the elite of bringing about the crisis that they want right now. Well, let me change gears very quickly because I've got about 3 to 4 more areas that you need to be aware of what the elite are doing. First of all, gold and silver. Oh, people, please, I warned you 2 years ago when the elite told me, I asked him one day, I said, how can I spare my assets? He said, Chaplain, there's only one way. And I said, what's that? He said, that's our currency. Well, their currency is not paper. You can be assured of that. They don't trust in it at all. In fact, quite to the contrary. And I said, well, what is your currency? And I came on Dr. Stan's program and told you. I said, their currency is gold and silver. I said, get as much of it as you can. It's the only way that you're going to be able to spare your assets. You can't depend on your IRA. You can't depend on your retirement fund. You can't depend on Social Security. These things are all going to go down the drain with this mortgage-backed security problem. And then, of course, the government will bail them out, and the elite will take it all over, and they'll own your mortgages and so on. But there's only one thing that is going to spare your household. Someone said to me the other day, they said, fine, Chaplain, but can I pay my property taxes with gold and silver? I said, you sure can. He said, wait a minute. If I took that down to the county treasurer, he wouldn't accept it. I said, that's right. But I said, I have been told that by 2012, the dollar will be dead. They are going to have some currency to replace the dollar. You can depend on it. The elite will either use a world currency, they'll use a North American Union currency, they'll use something. And you merely take your gold and cash it in for whatever the currency may be at the time. And if you think gold prices are high right now, I'm warning you what they have told me. The currency of the elite is gold and silver. It's not going to be touched. You will be able to barter and sell it and trade it. And they have warned me that it's going up, 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 up. That's the only way it's going, and it's the only thing that you can spare your assets with. If you think $1,350 an ounce for gold is high right now and $25 an ounce for silver, you haven't seen anything. And I warned you 2 years ago when you could buy it for $700. I said, get every bit that you can, because I said it's only going to go one way, and it's up. And, folks, it wasn't Lindsey Williams saying this. The elite had told me this, and it has gone just that way.
All right, hang on there, Lindsey. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, and the America News Network at AmericaNewsNet.com would like to take this opportunity to endorse Tom Tancredo for Governor of Colorado, Ken Buck for U.S. Senate, and Jim Ferrilio for Adams County Sheriff. This endorsement does not necessarily reflect the opinions of advertisers or sponsors on the American Freedom Network.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. Organigold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, as we stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Lindsey Williams, and this is the last segment. So go right ahead, Lindsey.
Everything that the elite will be doing through the year 2012, I can say that barring divine intervention, it will happen. You can't stop these people. They control nearly every nation on the face of this earth. They control Russia. They control China. They control our Congress. They control our president. Through the Federal Reserve, they control our currency. Everything that they're going to do through 2012, you can hear it, and I have tried my best to present it to you. Now, I want to go to something that you need to examine for yourself. It's called insider trading. Now, understand who the insiders are. Many of them are the elitists of the world. Now, you know what the New York stock market is. I mean, you're very aware of the fact that Wall Street is a great part of corporate America and their ability to be able to finance things. Well, there is what is called insider trading. Now, insiders are those who are the CEOs, the corporate heads, the company presidents of the big companies in the United States of America. And the stock market keeps records of insider trading compared to trading that's done by a stockbroker or just a person off the street, which so many Americans are invested in the stock market. This is so significant. Please write these figures down. Insider trading, now that's the elite, the corporate head, many of them the elite, the corporate heads, the CEOs of companies, insider trading compared to trading done by John Q. Public out there on the street that just thinks he knows what's going on. I want to compare the two. September the 13th through the 17th, insider trading on the New York stock market was 400 to 1. That means there were 400 insiders selling their own corporate stocks. This is the highest it had ever been in the history of the New York stock market since the Depression.
Now, yes, that's 400 shares sold to one bought.
These were shares that they sold.
Right.
And many of them sold their own corporate shares because they thought that something was going to happen. Now, let's go down to October the 4th through the 8th. October the 4th through the 8th, this had gone up to 1,600 to 1. We were alarmed. All of us who were watching this, and that's my business to know what's going on in the financial world, and to ask the elite about it. 1,600 to 1 selling their corporate stocks on October the 4th through the 8th. Now we're going to come down to October the 25th through the 29th. That is right now. Within the past week's time, folks, this is alarming beyond words. You've got to examine this for yourself. If you have any doubt about what I'm saying, I beg of you, you need to, okay, let me give you the one for October the 25th through the 29th. It has gone up to 3,177 to 1 of the elitist or the corporate heads or the CEOs of corporations selling the stock in their own companies. They are bailing out of the New York stock market, and they're doing it quietly, and it has gone up to an alarming rate of 3,177 to 1. Folks, this should cause you to take notice and to do something about it in a very definite amount. If you have any question whatsoever about what I'm saying, and you'd like somebody else to say it, just besides just Lindsey Williams and what the elite are telling me, go to YouTube and look at Tony Robbins, T-O-N-Y, Robbins, R-O-B-I-N-S, on YouTube, and he's saying almost the identical same thing that the elitists are telling me. Folks, you've got to be aware of what's happening in the New York stock market. Okay, I need to shift gears again. Those of you, and I'm so glad that we're on the station that we're on this morning, because you out there who are Christians will so relate to this. You remember that 2 years ago, this individual, in a lengthy conversation that he and I had, used an expression called devil's messiah. And I went into lengthy explanation about this in one of my DVDs as to how they had said to me that the only way they could bring about the new world order in America was to take away America's God on which we were founded. And I went into detail of telling you how they'd done it through the schools and how they'd done it through the 501c3 organizational status and other methods that they had used that they gave to me back in those days. I was startled at how intricate these people had planned this over years and years and years. Well, here's the latest one. Yavapai County, Arizona, just north of where I live. There's a gentleman by the name of Pastor Posedley. They've just built a beautiful little new church building. And Pastor Posedley said to me the other day when I was actually up at his place, he said, "Chaplain, we went in to get the final paperwork and move into our church building." And he said, "The Christian who is on the Building and Zoning Board said to me privately," he said, "Pastor, you need to know about a new county ordinance that has just been put in." Folks, this goes right along with Devil's Messiah. He said, the county, Yavapai, and by the way, this is true in Mesa County. It was actually in the Arizona Republic just the other day that Mesa, Maricopa County, and I imagine that you'll find this all over America. They're very quietly pushing in, and the pastor was told that if anybody makes a complaint about his church, they don't like the way you preach. They don't like the singing. They don't like the way people dress when they come to church. Anything. The man said, "We don't care what it is. Any complaint whatsoever that's made about your church, we now have an ordinance in this county that says we can come in as the Building and Zoning Board. We can shut your church down. We can padlock it. We know you built it. We know you own it. You cannot hold a worship service there again. We now have an ordinance that gives us the right and the ability to legally close down your church if anybody makes a single complaint. Folks, do you realize that we are on the verge of the Antichrist stepping into the picture in this world? And when he gets here and announces himself, that he will already have the ordinances in place necessary to fulfill the devil's Messiah plan of the elite, and he could close down every church in America that he doesn't like the way that you comb your hair. Folks, this goes right along with what I was told 2 years ago, which I gave in detail in my DVDs, about devil's Messiah. And, Dr. Stan, I am alarmed as a minister of the gospel for the past 50 years at how everything is falling in place for the man of sin to do what he will do at some point in the future, Dr. Stan.
I have no question at all that they have the gentleman they're going to install as the new world leader who will be the Antichrist. God bless you, Lindsay. Thanks so much. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that if you're in a position to help the Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, the entire financial crisis that we're witnessing today is all engineered. They knew exactly what they were doing when they issued all these predatory loans, got people in, and of course, Alan Greenspan was encouraged people to do away with their regular loans and go to these adjustable rate mortgages. Why would an intelligent person do that? Why, he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, and they wanted to get people into loans that they, and then, of course, once they were the adjustable rate loans, why they would be able to raise the rates, people would not be able to pay, and they'd lose their homes. And this is exactly what's happening. Over 900,000 people lost their homes last year. 528,000 people lost their homes the first 6 months of this year. 1.7 million Americans got paperwork suggesting that they were in one stage of delinquency or another during the first 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all engineered. It is engineered to destroy our economy And, of course, the housing crisis is the basis of the contraction of our economy. This is exactly what they want. They want to impoverish our people, so we will be willingly go right along with this one-world government, because that's what it's all about. There is an elite who runs America. They work through the CFR, the Bilderbergers, of the Council on the Trilateral Commission, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Club of Rome over in Europe. This is the elite that runs the world, probably not more than 5,000 or 6,000 of them, but they control most of the wealth of the world. In fact, I have a little book by written by Senator Boren back in the 30s, who pointed out that 0.5% of the corporations of America controlled half the wealth of the country. Professor Quigley says the same thing in his book, Tragedy and Hope. But you're not supposed to understand what's really going on. And, of course, it's all based upon a fraudulent monetary system. You need to get my talk, The Financial Armageddon. And that's The Financial Armageddon comes with the syllabus. You need to get my talk on the plan, The Police State, comes with the syllabus. You need to get Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544. There is a Brotherhood of Darkness out there. There really are evil and wicked people who control the major corporations, who control